Thank you. forth to glorify the Lord. And if you're not sure, just check in with Rob Munger.
I thought I was going to be able to say this a little bit later, but I figure I'll come up now. I do have a testimony. For those of you who weren't at the prayer meeting, I announced that I heard my wrist was more than 75% healed. Recently I heard it was 75, that was good. And now it's more than 75% healed according to the therapist. My therapist just spoke to the doctor at the time of my appointment most recently. And we were singing, yes, praise God. He's healing my wrist. I'm getting more flexion and extension. And I have 10 more degrees to go. This is whether it's flexion or extension. Five more years ago, and I'm fully stretched out. But for a long time, I feel like I always come up here and say I've been struggling, but that's really the truth. I've been struggling for a long time, and I say it again. And for a long time, I was thinking, Lord, I had my wrist broken, and I said, Lord, if only hearts could be healed the way bones are. And I said, Lord, my bones healing, but my heart is still broken. And we were just singing, the Lord watches over our souls. And another song came to mind, Keeper of My Heart, by a band that my dad introduced me to. So I remember that song, the Lord does watch over our souls, and I really feel this time of my life, the Lord is, He's healing my heart, but I'm not fully there. Maybe I'm 80% now, but the Lord's still working on my heart, and He's healing me.
Hallelujah! faithfulness in my life. For these last 2 weeks, I have been dealing with some difficult things at work with other colleagues, and I've just been trying to rely on God to strengthen me and to be good to me, and I've been reading His Word, and I've been trying to really eat, and so I just wanted to share some of the things that He's been feeding me these last 2 weeks, and just tell you about some of the things that have happened. So we have from Isaiah 60, let me just pull it up real quick. So Isaiah 60, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and the deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted," which He is doing in my life and in other people's lives, "to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those who mourn." He also has been feeding me just in the morning before work. I've been reading 1 John, and just certain verses will just hit me and just fill me with joy and with love. And here's one of the ones that just hit me on Wednesday or Thursday morning. "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. Hallelujah." And then another one, "You are from God, little children. You have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world." Hallelujah. He has, and during these struggles, what the enemy intended for evil, God has worked for good. He has, in the midst of these struggles, grown a closer relationship between me and my stepfather. My stepfather has stepped up for me in ways that I've never seen happen before. Mr. and Mrs. Lundgren have been there by my side the entire time, strengthening me and praying for me. And last night, I saw my dad. It's his birthday today. I saw my dad at a concert last night. I was telling him about some of the things at work. He just said, you know, I said, "This has been really tough, and, you know, I really hope I made the right choice in this way." And my dad said, he said, "Jacob, I'm really proud of you." And that has meant the world to me. And I just want to say thank you to God for strengthening me, and just the way He has used this evil thing for good, because He is the one who brings justice. Hallelujah.